Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted. All guests are currently unmuted. To mute all guests, press pound pound. For help with host options, press star 0. You will now be connected with the conference.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Dave Blevins on the line.
Christy Cap too. I'm in the mute though.
Sounds like someone has their line open, but they aren't speaking.
Is everyone here right now? I can't. So I guess we should get started pretty soon. Let's first check who's on the phone. Christy? Christy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
He's here.
I'm just muted.
Okay. David?
Present.
Okay. Julita? Julita is on the chat. I don't hear. Mike Dean?
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Mike. Terry? Mike Bennett?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. There are a couple of people on the chat that don't seem to be on the conference line.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, this is Julia.
Julia, hi. Okay, so the one person I don't hear is Terry. Okay, well, hopefully he will be getting into the call soon. So I think we should start the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so today's meeting is concerned with the kind of basically coordinating the efforts of the volunteers to take over from Peter Yim, who is retiring. So let's begin by having everyone introduce themselves. I'll introduce myself. I am Professor Ken Butzlovsky at Northeastern University. I've been involved with the Ontolog not since it was started, but almost pretty soon after it started. And I've been acting as a kind of alternate to Peter Yim since I've been helping with the development of the infrastructure for Ontolog for many years with my students. So let's move on to Christy. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. I'm an independent computer consultant based in Kissimmee, Florida. And I do a lot of work with metadata, data analysis, and things like that. And I've been helping Ontolog with the recording for the past, since January, really. That's about it.
Well, that's good. So, interested, you work on the recordings. Great. Let's see. David?
Hey, I'm David Levins. I'm a consultant with Booz Allen Hamilton. The summit this year in May or April, I forget which, it's the first interaction I had with Ontolog. And I'm volunteering because I'm interested in seeing the community continue to exist. The things we do here, I'm very involved in my work as an enterprise systems integrator. So I have a vested interest in seeing everyone continuing to have the opportunity to discuss these topics.
Great. Okay. Julia? Julita? Julia?
The official name is Julita, but it sounds really funny in English. So, generally speaking, I call myself Julia. But to make it official in Ontolog, I had to use the very long Spanish name. Well, I found about Ontolog when I was a PhD student some years ago. I do research on ontologies for software and systems engineering. And I was interested in all the activities. Unfortunately, I've been moving from country to country, so I was in and out the Ontologs, conf calls, and so forth, whenever possible, depending on the country. And now that I'm back in Spain, I would like to contribute and help to keep up all the efforts. That's about it.
Great. Okay. Let's see. Who's next here? Mike Bennett.
Hi, I'm Mike Bennett. I'm a consultant working in the financial sector, been contracting more or less full-time to the Enterprise Data Management Council, where I have created and helped to maintain a industry-wide ontology called FIBO, Financial Industry Business Ontology. And my interest is that we're bringing together knowledge representation principles for capturing a common industry language for integration and so on, alongside semantic web principles for reasoning and such like. And so I've found Ontolog both a valuable forum in bringing those kinds of ideas together, and actually a vital part of my own development in that. I've been involved with Ontolog since probably about 2007 or 8, and so I've found it a very valuable community for presenting ideas and learning off each other and encouraging newcomers like me at the time to really get into all this. So my bandwidth is a bit variable, but I want to do what I can to try and help. So not sure what that will be yet, but that's why I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Mike Dean?
Yes, I'm Mike Dean. I'm a computer scientist at Raytheon BBN Technologies. And I've been involved with Ontolog for about 5 years or so. building off some of the work I'd previously done in rules and semantic web and so forth. So I've worked some with Semantic Media Wiki in the past, not yet with much with PSMW, but that's an area where I think I might be able to contribute. I'm currently out on medical leave, so there's a fair amount of uncertainty kind of associated with my commitment, so I want to be a little, want to be careful about that as well. So that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Terry, are you on the phone now?
I'm right here.
Oh, great.
If you called my name earlier, I'm sorry I missed it. I'm Terry Longstreth. I'm retired from Lockheed and IBM. I started in computing in the late '60s, and first got involved in things related to ontology in the mid '70s when I was working with the experimental systems like Ingress and System R, which were relational DBMSs that were kind of the progenitors of the modern relational environment. As part of that, I was working on a big project that I wasn't allowed to talk about, where we actually tried to use the conceptual schema as the basis for a database design. It actually worked pretty well, but we were lacking good and efficient tools for it. And ever since then, I've been trying to find better ways to do that. And clearly, one of the starting points is that you need to expand your conceptual schema, which is basically a closed world model, into an open world environment, which is where ontologies come in. So that's all for me.
Thank you. Okay, so now the main topic is, as I already said, we need to distribute the duties that were performed by Peter among volunteers. So what I did on the page there, the meeting page, was a first attempt, rather rough attempt, to try to classify the tasks that need to be covered. I don't know yet whether that's particularly accurate classification or complete. So that's actually something we should discuss now, how we're going to go about dividing up these tasks to make sure that nothing really falls through the cracks. So the first item is the mailing list. Fortunately, Peter has indicated that he'll be continuing to maintain the mailing lists so that we don't have to worry about that just yet. Although I think in the long run, it would be helpful for us to think about having somebody who's familiar with this or would be interested in at least helping Peter so that at some point, I guess he'll be offloading that duty as well. So we don't really have to talk about that now. The more important thing to talk about are the wiki and the repository. So beginning with the wiki itself, now you're looking at a meeting page after all. I'm the one who created that meeting page. And so one of the tasks that has to be performed for each meeting is to construct such a page and to manage it and make sure that it's accurate. After the meeting is over, it generally involves some additional work, such as taking the chat transcript and putting it into the meeting page. One should also indicate who has attended the meeting. So you can see just from the meeting page we're looking at right now that there are a number of tasks that have to be performed for each of the meetings. Now, at first, it seemed like a reasonable thing to ask the chairs of the meeting to handle this task. But the problem with that is that the individuals who chair the meetings aren't necessarily very conversant with the use of these wikis. And so, you know, we might not really get a lot of consistency, and things, you know, some of the tasks might fall through the cracks if we do it that way. So the idea is to have someone who would be familiar with this task taking over this job. So I've been doing that right now, but it would be good if we had at least one other person who would be able to do this. I don't have really enough time for this. I think it's been estimated that Peter estimated that the amount of work involved in each meeting for managing the wiki and the repository and so on comes out to about four times whatever the meeting length is. So if you have a one-hour meeting, we're talking about 4 hours you have to devote to this task and related tasks. And some of our meetings can run 2 hours, so there can be a substantial effort involved in this.
Can I always assume that a significant portion of that was the audio processing?
Right, there's audio processing as well. That's a significant part. I believe I put audio processing down there, audio recording and processing, 4C3B. So basically putting all of this, actually there's a whole bunch of things together here, audio processing, slide deck managing, other possible other documents. The meeting page itself, usually what I do is I just copy, paste, and edit as usual, so that I pretty much try to stick to the same format as previous meetings. And I believe Peter tries to do that as well. One other thing I've been trying to do is to capture the procedures and formats that Peter has been using in a wiki page, and it'll be good to try to continue that effort. So so how do
we
want to
do this? Volunteers in the chat.
Yeah. Okay, so Terry has offered to join me on this. Yes. I think that would be excellent. Christy has said that she'll do audio processing. And David. Okay, now, and Mike mentioned mailing list is the moderation aspect. Oh, definitely. That's a big one. I don't know to what extent Peter's going to do that. I don't think he will.
A lot of work, and I think it needs more than one person. I mean, I'm certainly happy to lend a hand with that, but I'm often offline for a week at a time. But
yeah, I think we need Peter to help to indicate how much help he wants at this stage. Clearly, he's the only one I've met so far that would be an effective moderator, or at least
exactly
as effective as he's been.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to find out whether what he's talking about maintaining is just the infrastructure or the considerable amount of invisible work involved in moderation.
Very good point, moderation. I'll ask Peter about that.
I think Matthew West had volunteered to do some of the kind of on-list topic control and things like that as well, which
good.
One of the things
good.
That he I think Matthew will be good for that.
He'd be excellent at that.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to capture this in the wiki. So we have Terry will help with Terry and Julie. Terry, Julie, and David will work on the wiki. And the for Christy, the conference bridge has a admin interface, and it would seem like you would be the natural person to do that because the admin interface is mainly used for the recording.
That
makes
sense?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm actually recording the meeting right now. I have a recording capability that I use, but I don't think it's really as good as the recordings that you get from the conference bridge itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in fact, it's a little strange because when I listen to recording that I make, everything that I say is on one channel, and everything that everyone else says is on another channel.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of, as you're listening, it flips between these two channels in a weird way. I think the ITS, the conference bridge, would do a better job of fixing that, so they wouldn't be flipping channels. So you'll be doing recordings and the conference bridge management, conference bridge administration.
Okay. I'll need a backup too, though.
Okay. We everyone.
Providing backup. I've offered to help with some of the transcripts, but I can't be on all the calls. Dave.
Christy and David. Okay, good. So I created a little entry there, 4D, on the page. If you refresh the wiki page, can people see that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, and... The I'm going to be doing the work on improving the semantics of the wiki. I've been doing that with my students. So we're going to get new features in the Purple Semantic Wiki. Is anyone interested in working with me on that?
Ken, I'm going to need your help in managing, you know, in the doing the wiki stuff anyway. So I'm going to put, I'm adding a note to your new list about you supplying the training for all of us. Is that wrong?
Yeah, please. Yeah, anyone can edit this. Does everyone have an account that they can use for editing the wiki?
There's no registration page, last I checked, for the new wiki.
Well, no, you have to send me email, and I'll arrange to get you on the wiki. Although I think, is there some? There should
there
be a way of
a
way of asking
yeah,
this out. But it just gets sent to me, and then I approve it. But yeah, make sure everyone here should have a wiki account, so that you can update the wiki. Right, I'll be supplying training. So my students and I have been doing some interesting work on trying to incorporate more semantics into the meetings. So the idea of Semantic Media Wiki is that every page is a resource, an object, and you can give it properties, and you can have properties that are basically properties in the sense of linked data, linked open data, RDF. And so you basically are constructing an instance of an ontology, if you want to think of it that way. So what we want is to continue the development of the ontology that underlies the meetings. So far, it's based on the ICOM ontology, an OASIS standard, but we're continuing to work on that. And so David, I guess you would be interested in working with me on this?
Integrating the semantics?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Anyone else? Because we have weekly, more like once every couple of weeks, meetings of the Purple Semantic Media Wiki Group. And then at those meetings we'll discuss, you know, the new features that we need, and you know, that way I keep working with my students to continue to improve our wiki. Let's see. The other things about managing the wiki are the, of course, as I just been discussing, the wiki accounts. There's also kind of background administration that you need to do. That's being handled right now by a student of mine, Tejas Parikh. And also someone that Peter works with, Shinya. So now that Peter is retiring, I guess it's going to be going over exclusively to Tejas. Now, who here is familiar with MediaWiki? Anyone here familiar with MediaWiki and how that works?
I'm pretty familiar with MediaWiki, with SNW.
Oh, okay. So that's good. So I'm talking really about the kind of the low level aspects of it. What we were.
I've installed it and maintained it and so forth.
Oh, great, great. What we were thinking of doing is to have multiple sites that would support the wiki in the future. So I would have a site, and Michael Gruninger says he can have one, and I believe also Till Muskowski. Have you ever tried having a cluster of sites?
No, I was wondering how you were looking to do that in terms of synchronizing updates and so forth.
Yeah, well, I understand that at least if you're on something like Linux, they have a capability for clustering. So it has load balancing and the heartbeat for the load balancing. However, I wonder whether that would work in a framework that we have. You know, I think it's usually, they usually assume that you have a local area network for the machines that are being clustered. So I don't know if you could cluster machines that are widely distributed geographically.
Right.
On the volatility of the transaction.
There's not a lot of traffic that occurs on the wiki. Nearly all people are, of course, just looking at it, not updating it. So the number of updates that occur is relatively small. So I'm not sure that it would be I'm sure it would be possible to handle it that way. The question is whether the software that exists for clustering would be compatible with it. Another approach that I've seen, and I discussed this with Peter, and he didn't think this is what we wanted, was something called Distributed Semantic Media Wiki. This DSMW is a kind of high-level distribution. The idea is to have multiple wikis that share semantics, but are not necessarily duplicates of each other. It's more of a publish-subscribe kind of capability with push and pull kinds of features, where you would say update a number of pages with the content and with the annotations, and then you would kind of commit the changes to those sites that are interested in those kinds of pages. So it's a kind of, so the sites are not identical to each other, and it's more like a federation. Mike Dean, you're more of an expert on this, I believe.
Well, perhaps, not in the MediaWiki context. Peter, I know, was talking about triple redundancy, but I didn't know that he was actually doing anything at the wiki level.
No, he was actually opposed to that idea. He wanted it to be triple redundancy down at the right down at the lowest levels.
Well, he wanted it at the ISP level, but that doesn't help if the data center goes out.
Right.
I assume, right? But that's the goal, right? Is essentially recovery and disaster avoidance kind of thing? Is that the main reason for it?
No, I think it's more availability is his concern. The problem is that the sites that are going to be taking over the this, for example, my site, I can't have that. I can't really guarantee that it'll be up all the time. I mean, we're just a university. We're not that.
The problem of synchronizing across thousands of miles is unsolved.
Right. That was my concern.
And you know, so I'd be inclined to suggest that you use a you know, just media mailing kind of a thing. Well, I don't know. We really ought to write some kind of a requirements document that identifies the real issue and how do we, and without trying to solve it yet.
I think that makes sense. I mean, I think while, you know, Ontolog is important, I'm not sure if it's that mission critical for us to really kind of try to, you know, get the extra nines of availability.
Yeah, and if you build something that is complicated enough to afford that, then it's also much riskier as far as maintaining the availability you started out looking for.
Agreed.
It's so complicated that you can't manage it.
Right. Well, but the DSMW does seem to do this.
It does it in real time?
It's a, well, in the sense of publish subscribe. So it's, I don't know to what extent it's real time. It's actually one of these things where the various sites will eventually be consistent, but it doesn't do real time, you know, high performance consistency as in a transaction.
Okay, so you don't worry about two-phase commit kind of things?
Oh, definitely not two-phase commit.
Okay.
No, it's more like checkout, check-in, and publish, subscribe.
Oh, okay.
But in fact,
the only real issue there is having a unique identifiers that allow you to maintain a correspondence between the image or the object and its version.
Right.
These places. Anyway,
that's right.
It'd be nice to write down in a requirements document of some kind.
Right, I noted
know,
that in the. In
yeah,
the
I don't
chat.
Know if I've got time to do something like that this week, but I'll put it on my on my pushdown stack.
Oh, this is not an. I don't think this is that urgent to
okay.
to determine. I mean, in the short run, just having the wiki transferred to another site would be. To just one site would be enough. And in fact, when I talked to Peter, he made it clear that this is not that urgent. We're not even going to start the transfer and migration before our middle of July. And it may be maybe a month after that before we actually have the new wiki all set up and migrated. So this is not urgent.
Okay, that makes it easier for me to cogitate then, Libby. Maybe Mike, you and I should talk about it offline.
Yeah, that would be fine, although probably want to, ultimately, clearly we need to get the hosting sites involved as well.
Fair enough.
Well, the three hosting sites I know of are my own, University of Toronto, that's Michael Grinninger, and this is Bremen, I guess, right? Till Muskowski.
Yeah. Or yeah, I work with Till and Michael on the Ontalia standards development activity, and I can try and bring them in on it somehow, maybe just an email. And I'll copy you on it, Mike, or if you'd rather, we can have a discussion beforehand.
Why don't you just copy me on it? That's fine.
Okay. Let me see if I can find a way to send an email out.
So I should mention that the transition from the old wiki to the new semantic wiki has not yet actually been completed. It's still in the process. But you know, it seems to be working okay. So I haven't noticed any real serious problems with it. The main difficulties is that during the migration, there's a concern about losing some of the links. When you migrate, internal links within the wiki change their IDs because there's a different... there's a different format for the page IDs in the semantic in MediaWiki than in the old wiki. So there are little difficulties like that that have to be addressed. And they're being addressed, it's just that they haven't been finished yet. And I actually might remark, it's too bad that John Sawa isn't here, because he was also interested in helping with this. He has this idea of a kind of federation of wikis, semantic wikis, that for other communities than just the Ontolog community. And I'm thinking that the distributed semantic media wiki would be a lot more compatible with that than what Peter is thinking of, these low-level clustering. So that's another thing we could put into the requirements document that we could try developing. As for David's remark, I was not planning I wasn't really thinking that this is going to be the first of a series of meetings. Rather, kind of organize who's going to be doing what, and then each of those groups will handle it however they prefer. by email or by teleconference.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense? This is just kicking it off, and then from now on, it'll be completely decentralized. I don't think we need any organization beyond what we're doing. I think just keeping it informal like this is certainly enough.
We'd like to add some more volunteers, I think. You may need to have another one of these just to get a few more people involved.
That's a good point. But maybe a better way to handle that So I was thinking having a call for volunteers as part of a regular meeting. In other words, when we have a large group of people meeting, say, for the summit. Well, that's not going to be happening for a while. I could just have a little aside during the meeting and say, would people be interested in volunteering? And I could just mention some of the tasks that we need done, and we might be able to get a few people. Does that sound like a more reasonable way to get more volunteers?
Yeah, that's fine. I think the only problem I have with the summit is that it's not the whole year round. But maybe we want to extend the summit idea so that, we have a continuing dialogue all year long anyway. That might provide an opportunity for these other things to come up.
Right. No, I was just thinking that these other meetings have more people, and they might respond to an appeal like this. I wasn't thinking that I was going to be asking them to be volunteers just for a few months. But maybe during the summit, we do need additional individuals just for that period.
Well, no, what I was talking about is that the summit itself is only a venue for these discussions for about 4 months of the year. The other 8 months of the year, we wouldn't have the summit as a vehicle for holding discussions. So if you wanted to ask for volunteers in August, you couldn't use the summit as an opportune place to do it.
Right. No, I agree with you there. I don't know.
Call it the summit organizing committee meeting throughout the year.
That's okay. That's true. So I'll bring this up at the board of trustees. Ask them how we can handle this. I think they might have some good ideas. Who's on? Well, we do, in fact, have a couple of people other than myself on the Board of Trustees today, right now. Mike Bennett, right? You're on the, and Mike Dean, you're both on the Board of Trustees.
Yep.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think?
I think probably sort of periodic announcements and calls to the community, would make sense. We might overlap that with some of the ongoing sessions we have, and might also do it separately via email.
Yeah, I'm kind of reluctant to do it on the forum because we don't want people to be turned off by continual calls for volunteers.
Right. I mean, I think I don't know, maybe quarterly or something like that. I don't think it would be, or incorporating it into, you know, more general updates on what's happening and things like that.
Yeah, if we could incorporate it into some other announcement.
Call for some volunteers with specific skills.
Call for specific skills, and then, you know, have it with another announcement that presumably the Board of Trustees will be making regular announcements about, news and, you know, updating on the situation with the with Ontolog. In fact, I don't know, have the Board of Trustees discussed this yet? Probably should.
Yeah, so.
I think let's bring it up at the next meeting and say if there's something we can put out, say, on a quarterly basis of general progress and so on and what we're doing, and say, yeah, we need a volunteer for A, B, or C, got so-and-so a line, and then include those who are already on this volunteer list, and including folks like John Sower who volunteered but couldn't make it. That gives a good core of folks to work things through.
Okay. Great. So the way we handle this is, you know, each of the groups that's doing their tasks. So we've kind of divided it up into wiki management, forum moderation, and then the conference bridge administration and recordings right now. Each of those groups would just indicate to one of us on the board, such as myself, what the requirements are for a volunteer to do, to help you with your task. And we'll just incorporate that in the call for volunteers during each of these periodic announcements. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great, because then it shows that everything's in hand while giving people a chance to contribute.
Right. And what's more, it'll be done by the individuals who are currently doing it, so they have a better idea of exactly what is needed. Okay. So I think we've got a plan.
This makes a good point in the chat, and we've sort of touched on it here and there, but of all the individual things that need doing, keeping on top of when the things are done and what's outstanding and so on. I mean, Peter never seemed to sleep for chasing people up for things that they were meant to have done and hadn't and so on. Have we got that in hand somehow?
I'm making an effort to, as I say, extract from him what the procedures are, what the formats are, because it's so much of it is just in his head, right?
Exactly. But then having extracted it, perhaps a small core of three or four people can actually, you know, have an instance of a calendar somewhere that they monitor and say, hey, you know, it's Tuesday, where are your slides, or where are your secret slides or something, just as a tracing along project management role.
Yeah, you see, it's an ongoing thing to work with Peter to try to find out what these all are. So I'm hopeful that I can capture as much of that as possible. But it would be helpful if other people would help me as well. There's the page on the wiki that has this that I'm trying to do. It's just called procedures, I believe.
So one thing that might be useful is to have essentially a producer for each of the meetings that does the types of things that Peter does in terms of nagging people for slides and perhaps doing the slide conversions and then coordinating the audio processing and so forth.
But your point about needing a project manager to make sure all the producers are doing their jobs, you still have to tear up somehow. And I guess that's what Ken's doing right now, right?
That's what I've been doing right now, right?
Right. Oh.
But you're right, we do need that.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody who wants to necessarily take that on all the time.
Right, it is a lot of work.
And we don't want to take for granted that Ken's just doing it without us even having asked him that's the thing he's volunteering for. Maybe two or three people or something, just keep an eye on maybe a calendar or something.
Well, ultimately, it does come down to the board of directors.
Right.
Is there a chairman? Right, Leo, I guess, right?
We have a chair for specific meetings, but we don't have a chair overall. It rotates.
Don't have a chairman on the board?
Nope.
No.
That's not American.
This is coming up.
Guys, I've got to break off.
Yeah, we're going to
another engagement.
So I added this idea of meeting facilitator project manager on the wiki page. Anyway, as I mentioned, I gave a link there for the procedures that I've captured so far. It's not all of them by any means. What I would hope is that everyone would contribute to that page for their own, for their own procedures that they understand, and that we would then be able to capture hopefully some reasonably good approximation of all of the procedures that are currently in place and in the head of Peter Yim. Okay. So, Christy and Terry are writing something. Oh, let me get. All right. I think you're right. Right, the team. Right. Right. Actually, one of the things that my students and I have been doing was working on this idea of of integrating business processes with the wiki.
Mm.
So that things like reminders would go out automatically at the right time.
Fantastic. That would take a lot of the burden off.
Yeah, because that is a burden. And these reminders are quite routine. They can be automatically generated. So we are working on that, actually. The idea is that, when a page is updated with a certain property, it would actually trigger trigger these actions on a server that handles the business process management. So we might actually have some interesting things that we'll be able to do with that. But the important thing right now is to try to capture those processes as much as possible so that we can then formalize them using, BPMN. So keep adding those processes to the process page. All right, so I think we're pretty much finished here. Anyone else? Julia?
No, just I need to leave and I will look into the wiki and try to identify as much as possible about the procedures and how it was done by Peter before, and try to get in touch and start working on that as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'll invite you to the PSMW meeting with the others, and hopefully we can bring you up to speed on how that system works. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I believe we're finished and we can adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Great meeting. Thanks to everybody. I think we've got a solid foundation now to go ahead with migrating Peter's tasks to the volunteers. Thanks a lot for all of your help.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye, everyone.